This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. Leaders from all major political parties will be holding rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jalebi Mutt in Jagatdal today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold 2 roadshows in Behala and Chandanagar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee will hold multiple programs today. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukanta Setu in Jadhavpur. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhavanipur. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt with firmly. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in poll-bound West Bengal. Meanwhile, one person has been arrested in connection with an explosion case on 18th March when the blast occurred in West Bamunia village of Chaltaberia Bhangar while crude bombs were being assembled. The Enforcement Directorate or ED is conducting searches at 11 premises across Punjab, including Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Patiala, Nabha and Jalandhar, in the case against former DIG of Punjab Police Harcharan Singh Bhullar. These searches are being conducted under Section 17 of PMLA. ED said that action arises from predicate offences registered by the CBI, ACB, Chandigarh relating to allegations of demand of illegal gratification through a middleman for settlement of a criminal case. The Enforcement Directorate informed that the searches aim to trace further proceeds of crime, identify undisclosed assets and gather evidence related to money laundering. Former Sand Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement FTA in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McLay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both the leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
The bilateral trade agreement between India and New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Todd McKay, was finalized after many years of negotiations between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We are going to sign it, and in a few months, it will be on a large scale between India and New Zealand. It will be a means to increase trade on a large scale.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. Mr. Modi will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim statehood and inaugurate lay foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees during his visit. Upon his arrival, the Prime Minister will take part in a roadshow from Biraludwar to MG Marg this afternoon. Later, he will interact with the BJP workers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO Defence Ministers meeting tomorrow in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. In a social media post, Mr. Singh noted that during the meeting he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. In Bangladesh, at least 14 people were killed and several others were injured after lightning struck 7 districts during Kal Baisakhi thunderstorms. The storms arrived following more than a week of intense heatwave conditions across parts of the country. The highest number of casualties were reported in Gaibandha, where 5 people lost their lives. 2 deaths were reported in Sirajganj and Jamalpur and Thakurgaon, while 1 person each was killed in Bogula, Nathore and Panchgarh. Authorities said several others were injured in the incidents, while some cattle also died after being struck by lightning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.